We have the Parakeh Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Shvil Lechot HaMechotar. Two roads. Two paths. One is someone is Tar Halach Lecha Mehem Yosel Tar Esrei. So if you walk on one of them. Halach Be'echa Mehem. If you travel on one of the roads. V'yosel Taharos. And you touch Taharos. Yeah? You walk on one road and you touch Taharos. V'nechalu. And they no longer exist. That was that's what we did last, right? So they no longer exist. So this is a very complicated Mishnah. Chizah v'shana v'taval v'tahar, and now you do Chazah day 3, day 7. Chizah is the first time. Shana is day 7. V'taval, go to mikvah v'tahar, and you become tahar. And then v'holach basheni. Yeah, then you go on the second road. The Asa Taharos, Harei Elu Taharos. So here's the dilemma. How could it possibly be if you have two paths? Here's the case. Look, here's the case. Here's the case. Two paths. You with me? Path A, path B. You go on this path. There's a mace. One is Tamei, one is Tamei. We don't know. One is Vadai Tamei, one is Vadai Tamei. We do not know where the mace is buried. And you travel on, let's say you travel on this path. So now when you travel on this path, are you a Tasavik? Are you Tamei or Tar? What's the halacha? It's a Tasavik. Right? So you don't know. Maybe a Mim. The whole essence of me is a Tasavik. It's a Tasavik. What's going to be? I then go and I take Taharos. I eat it up. I consume it. I touch it and I eat it I touch it and now it's gone. The taharos are in my stomach. They're all gone. Okay, they're all gone. Okay, now then I realize, you know, I walked on a path and who knows Tamei Tar, so you know what? Let me go now to mikvah. So they sprinkle on me Chazah day 3, day 7, I go to mikvah. So right now, am I Vadei Tahar? No matter what, am I at this moment in time, am I Vadei Tahar? Okay, now I travel on this path. So Nachma, I'm 50-50. And now I touch Taharos, Folach Bashani, the Osa Taharos, and I now when I touch Taharos. So now I'm coming to ask a Shaila. Are these Taharos Tamei or Tar? So it's 50-50 suffix. What is halacha? Halacha is Harei L'Taharos. Why? Because it's a 50-50 suffix. That's a suffix to Berushos Rabim. A suffix to Berushos Rabim. Halacha is Tar. You just learned Daf Yomi, right? You learned Daf Yomi. Suffix to Berushos Rabim is Tar. Ha'elu ve'elu. Oh. So halacha is Harei Elu Taharos. Okay, now here's the chesh. But let's say in Kayamos Harishayna Elu Veilu. But let's say I went on path number one and I touched Taharos, but I didn't eat it. We're going to gate Vinechalu. I did not eat it. I walked on path A. I touched Taharos, but I did not eat it. Hey. It's still present.
Great.
And then I walk on path B.
Right.
And then I touch another collection of Taharos.
Excellent.
So since both of them are in front of us, this is love. Since this both are in front of us, Mamela, they're both Suffolk. Right. If one would be disappeared, one would no longer exist. And then I'll have a Suffolk. So then we can say, listen, right now, but since it's a contradiction, how could it be that both Tar? Since both of us are in front of us, one has to be Tar, one has to be Tar.
Right.
If one already disappeared, then you can say, we don't have to even, it's not part of the Shaila. It's not part of the equation.
Correct.
But since in this instance, they're both in front of us, therefore, you can't ignore it. You can ignore it, therefore, that's going to be Er Elu Ve'elu Tuluyois. Okay, so let's give here the Rav. He's a Vishana, he's a Bishisha Vishana Bishvi, Eliel Tarutuyos. Afal Gav, the Bishneim, Shalchum, Magminula, call, even though in a situation where the Bishneim, Shaholchu, Magminukolecha, Becheskas Tahara, Kid, it's not the Kamar. Now, he's discussing a new case. A new case would be where I walk on this road and you walk on that road. So if each one will come and ask a Shal separately, the Halacha will be, was also going to be Tahar. If it would be two people instead of one person, the halacha would be tahar, tahar.
Yeah.
If I would walk on this road, and you would walk on this road, and each one of us would touch the haros, and each one would now come to the dayan and ask him, what is the halacha? Is it tamei or tahar? He would tell us, tahar, tahar. The reason why that case is different is because they were dealing with two different people, me and you. Two different individuals then, but in this sense, in this case, it's the same person.
Yeah.
Got me?
Got you.
Elu veelu tluyos afogal dibishnayim shaholchu moik minol akolach b'cheskas tahado kiditnan li kamon hoch gabichad. Since in this Mishnah we are dealing with one individual, betrei zimne, who did two different actions, he walked on both roads. Lo shayich letar b'kayomos. We cannot be mekayim when it's kayim. They are filu b'shnayim kishabol l'shul v'asachas. Because even when you are dealing with two people who come, who do it, if they walk into Bezdin and they ask their question to the dayan v'asachas in one shot, t'meim. T'chad afilu b'zechazek v'asachas. And one person afilu b'zechazek v'asachas. Have you heard the word?
I hear you.
This is in Daf Yomi, we have these sugis. The Ashin Tzvar now. So el t'lus v'im loy tohar b'nebel. Now let's say, now that's this case we mentioned only when he did not go to mikvah, but let's say he didn't go to mikvah. Im loytar ben bentayim harishonos tuluyos vashnios yisarefu. Why? The bevadai tame hayakishnas. So this is where we have to refine one more point. Again, the same case. If one person, he walks on this road,
right,
and then he touches taharos.
Right.
After he touches it, he goes to mikvah.
Right.
And then he goes and he walks on this path.
Good.
He walks on this path.
Good.
And he touches taharos.
Good.
So the question over here, and so the question is, what should we say? In both cases, each one is a 50-50 suffer.
Correct.
Because they're both in front of us. But let's say he would not have gone to mikvah. He goes on this path and he doesn't go to mikvah.
Right.
I don't go to mikvah. It's not one of those things that I do.
Right.
And he touches taharos. So then the taharos that he touches is suffic. It's taluyos. If he then goes on the other path and he
also
touches taharos, it's not as if it's already a vadai. Because since he did not go to mikvah in between, one of the two is for sure tamei. So by the time he gets to the second one, one of shach, it's his tamei either because of one number two. Number one, we can't say with certainty because maybe it was number two. So number one, it's taluyos. For the second one, it's already a certainty because he already walked. So the second one's going to be yisoleifu.
Well, it's chazdik. I'm going to get a coffee. Be right back.
One is tamei, one is tar. Two roads. They're two highways. They're two highways. One is tamei, one is tar. You go on road number one. Va'asa taharos. And you do taharos. You come in contact. The point is they're no longer in existence. Therefore, they're out of the equation. They're out of the shot. They've been eaten, so they're gone. And then hiza v'shana v'taval v'tar. You completely cleanse yourself from any possible spiritual contamination. And now v'holach b'sheni. You go on the second path. The asa taharos on the second path. And after you go on the second path, you do to the nachamol. You do the taharos. So you're in good shape. Harielu taharos, because each one is a suffix tumah b'rishusha rabim sekoy tar. And since in between each time, in between both of them, you have two things working in your favor. Number one, you went to mikvah in the middle. Number two, not only have you gone to mikvah, you have eliminated the object that was subject to the first suffix. How do you like that?
Beautiful.
So there are two things working in your favor in this instance. But if you do not have both things working in your favor, that's now how, what we're going to do in the next other Mishnah. We have two different scenarios of where we remove one of these advantages. Im kayamos harishonos, if the first collection of food, if the first collection of food is still in existence, then elu ve'elu tuluyos. If the first one is still in existence, harishonos. If the first collection of food is still in existence, elu ve'elu tuluyos, because it's ki'ilu, two people who walk on two different paths who come to ask the question at the same moment in time. How can both of us be tamei? Bitar. Even though each one is asking a shayla, I'm a safek tumah shusra, but since between both of you, one of you is valid tamei, it has to be someone has to live with this is safek. So therefore, in this case, it will be tuluyos. Good? But another, let's say imloy tar beit, and let's say you did not cleanse yourself by going to mikvah, then harishonos are tuluyos, hashniyos yisorefu, have to be eliminated. Have to be burnt.
Like online.
Like a what?
Like online in the yeshiva world, they're eliminated.
What did you say?
Like the terrorists are
eliminated. What did you say?
And yeshiva world.
Yeah. What?
They also say eliminated.
Eliminated. Yeah. What did you say? What word did you say? Like a lie?
Online.
Online. Yeah. Oh. I think it's like a lion.
Your hearing's going.
Chas v'shalom. Yashniyos yisarefu. Dalet. Hasheretz ve'atzvadeya b'reshus ram noga. You have two different objects. A sheretz and a tzifardeya. Bereshus Harabim. Okay, two different creatures. Bereshus Harabim. Noga Abiyacham Kiyam V'yosat Haris V'necholu. You touch one of them. Yeah. So one is Tam and one is Tar. Noga Be'echad Mehem. There's no Rav on this. Easy Mishnah. Noga Abiyacham Kiyam V'yosat Haris V'necholu. Same exact Shal. You touch one of them and you did Haris V'necholu.
Again, a froggy.
One is tongue, one is tongue. You touch one of them in the Taurus and the Chalu, and you do Taurus and the Chalu, and it's now consumed. Taval, you go to Mikvah. Nagaba Shade, you touch the second one, Burasa Taurus, Hare Elu, Taurus, Zelbashal, same exact Shail, Safik, and Burasa, Sarabim is Tar. And since in the meantime you have two things working in your favor, and when you went to Mikvah number two, the first object of Safik has been eliminated. Taval, Nagaba Shade, Vyasa Taurus, and Hare Elu Taurus, Im Kayamois. But let's say they're both present, then halach is harishonos, im kayamos harishonos, elu ve'elu tuluyos. If the rishonos, im kayamos harishonos, elu ve'elu tuluyos, so then, like we said before, they're both going to be tuluyos. Im loy, tova b'intayim, harishonos tuluyos, vashniyos yisrael, for the same exact thing as the previous Mishnah. Okay, the only difference in this mission, the previous mission, was dealing with a shvil, and here we're dealing with being in contact with a suffix sheret suffix sardeya. Zlobzakya sheret sardeya b'rusha rabim nagab yachmiyam b'yastaris l'alam b'chalu. It's been eliminated, and now that's factor number one. That's working to your advantage. The suffix is no longer present in front of us. The suffix has been eliminated, and the second thing working out to our advantage is toval. You went to mikvah, so now also that's been eliminated. So now nagab asheni. Now you touch the second one. You touch the sheni, the second one, the asa toharos. So what is halacha? Hare elu toharos. Halacha is everything is going to be toharos, since each one is a suffix by itself, and you will toil in the meantime. So this is the most lenient case. Again, because there are two contributing factors to your advantage. You went to mikvah in between, and the first suffix is no longer in front of us. But im kayamos, but let's say harishonos, but let's say the first one is in front of us. So then elu ve'elu tuluyos, so both of them are a 50-50, since both of them are in front of us. It's like a person who comes to ask a shayla, two people come to ask a shayla b'vasachas, and therefore they're both going to be a suffix. Im lo yotav al bein time, you didn't go to mikvah, then harishonos tuluyos, because it's a real suffix. But the second one is shniyos yisrei, because man of shach. After going and touching both, you for sure touch the sheretz. One of them is a sheretz, so you're vade tamei. Since you go to the mikvah in between, you're vade tamei. So when you touch the taharos, it's definitely going to be tamei. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yep.
Mishnah hey, shnei shvili nechot tamei yachotar. Chalav yachmehem yasa taharos. You walk on one of the roads and you do taharos. Ubo chaveroi v'holach basheni v'asa taharos. Two different people. Got it? Shnei shulim echad tar v'echad tar. I walk on one. Halach bi echam and v'asat taros. Uvachaver v'halach b'shen v'asat taros. Okay, it's simple as it can possibly be. Two people, two different roads. One is tar, one is tar. Two people. Rabbi Huda Omer im nishalu. So what is halacha? So Rabbi Huda says im nishalu ze bifnei atzav ze bifnei atzav. This is a yisoidis tikkun mishnah. This mishnah is mamish. The oilim, the gods oilim depends upon this mishnah. Okay, these are the kolam. These are mamish. The yisoidis, all the yisoidis. If each one was asked independently, term. So you know this really is machlokes. I thought everyone holding this halacha. It's not. So you learn mishnayis. Live and learn. It's really a machlokes. Machlokes what the halacha is. Let's see what it says. What siva shteita in the Heluka Raf. Im nishalu kol echad. Lechacham, each one according to Chamal Sveiko, b'fnei atzmai, ein bezdin yicholim letamon, cannot contaminate. Why not? The kaimlon savikta b'rishus ram Sveiko tar. V'imbo b'as achas. Hoil sins uv'chayru achas. Yesh, sins is one psak halacha. Yesh, lon loymar temeim. Wo'atem, oitor matem, yafshor, loymar, so we can't go hoil uv'chayru achas. Yesh lanu loymar tmei matem oy tmei. We have to give one psak halacha. Efshar lanu loymar tmei matem shari echad vaday tmei. Rabbi Yosi Omer, beikach mikach tmei. Lo nechlu Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda kishabol l'shul b'asachas. Divrei hakol tmei. Kishabol l'shul zedivrei hakol usu. He's come to say not like what it says poshat. Divrei hakol tmei. Elman nechlu al bol l'shul alav al chaveroi. Ah, you see what the Rav says over here? Murti chiddush. The case of the other mishnah is going where one person comes to Bez and he says, I want to ask a shalah concerning myself, and I also want to ask concerning my friend. My friend has the same shalah. Why is he not here today? He's busy. He's doing Pidyon HaBen. He can't come to learn today because he has to go to Lakewood to do Pidyon HaBen. He can't come. So let me ask concerning my friend. So this is where machlokes in the Chumash Rabbi Yosi. Al ma nechleku al abol l'shul alav v'al chaveroi. Rabbi Yehuda medami l'zech hazeh. Rabbi Yosi medami l'basachas alach Rabbi Yosi. Okay, gevaldige mishnah. Nechmol. Shnei shvilen. Echad tamei v'echad tar. Halach be'echad mehem. I walk man number one. He walks on one road. We also taharos. Reuben walks on one road and he touches taharos. Ubach chaveroi. Shimon walks on road. Halach b'asheni v'asa taharos. What is the halacha right now? So we have to, before we begin the mission, we have to understand according to the Rav. The Rav says if each one comes to ask independently, there is nothing to talk about. Tahar tar. If they come, they both show up in Bezdin, Reuben and Shimon, they ask shout together. Then Bezdin can't say tahar tar because one of you is for sure tame, so both of you are tame. What shaila is if Reuben comes to say, I have a shaila for myself, and I also want to go and report back to Shimon. So here is the point of disagreement. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if the shaila was zeb if they ask, zeb if they ask, smoke, completely different than the term. The shaila, they ask, which means one is asking of his friend, Tameim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, even Ben Kach, Ben Kach, even if he asks Ben Kach, even if he asks independently, meaning, according to the Rav, that I'm asking for myself and for my friend, you're also going to be Tameim. But even Rabbi Yosi admits that if you come and you ask alone, you don't care about your friend, I don't even know who he is, then Halach is going to be Tahar. Okay, good. Next mishmish of Shnei Kikarim, Kikarim Echad Tami Echad Tar. I have two loaves of bread. One is Tami, one is Tar. Achal Esechem Hiyem V'Asa Taros. I eat one. I consume one. Achal Esechem Hiyem V'Asa Taros. I eat one of loaves of bread and I make and I do Taros. So Ba'achal Ve'Rabi Achal Esechem. I touch. Basically, what also means I touch. I touch. Also here is used to be translated would also mean to touch.
Good.
I touch one of them. The Ba'achaveroi. And now long comes my friend. And he touches number two. And he touches Taharos. Okay, so we have two loaves of bread. One of them, one of them is eating. Now you notice, we're going down Nadregas. We're going down. We first started with Tam Tumas Meis. And when you tar, it says, He's of Vishon Vitova. Then we went to Sheretz. We went to Sheretz. Now we're dealing with a lower form of Tumah of eating, because this is only Tumah Midrabanan.
Yeah.
Eating a kikar of bread, and you become a little Midrabanan, you got it?
Yeah.
Now we're going to Tumah Adrega. Shnei kikar, shnei chatar, yachatar, v'ochal, esach, mehem, v'ochal, taros, v'ochal, v'ochal, esach, shenig, v'ochal, taros, v'ochal, 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 v'ochal V'im nishal shem ka'achas tamein. Rabbi Yosemir ben kach ben kach tamein. Seems the same exact thing. Let's see what it says on the Rav. Achalach meyam tana tana tumo deraisa v'tana tumo derabanan. Plus Rabbi Yosemir, Yehuda hacha nam bevalu shalav v'achaveva ki plusai le'el v'halach Rabbi Yosemir. So the Rav says this Mishnah is basically identical to the previous Mishnah, and the only reason why we are teaching this Mishnah when it comes to Kikaros is because we want to go teach Allah with regard to Tumah Derabanan.
Beautiful.
Got it? A person was sitting in the Rishus Rabim.
Stepped on
him. The person came along and he stepped. V'doras al bigodav. He stepped on his clothing. He was sitting in the Rishus Rabim, and a person came along and he stepped on his clothing. Okay, so we do oishirokak v'naga beruko, or he spit, and someone who was touched the roik. Okay, v'naga beruko. Al ruko is sarfim as a truma of yal begod of chol chamach harayif. Now, what does that mean? Al ruko sarfim sha al roi al rukin hanim son beresh sarfim as a truma. Kidnam perikin del el viaf al pi shehin sarfik v'lo yazin basaruba. So that's a special gzeira. When a person spits and spit comes in contact with a human being, we have to assume the worst. We have to assume the person is a zav, is a tamei meis. No, not Tommy. Yeah, Tommy Mays. You have to assume the worst. When it comes to Reik Chazal Machmir, but when it comes to stepping, do we assume Yal B'God of Chol Chamachar Roiv Im Roiv Anshel Ir Oysai Shear Zavim Zavos Ksarfim? So you do statistics. You make an analysis. You send out a big, do a poll, a pew poll. Are you a Zav or are you Tar? And if the statistics are that most people in this community are Zavim, then Tameh, if not. So Mechalek between Roik and Drisa. Why is Roik more Chomer? I do not know.
Do you need this?
No, I do not. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay, so we do not know why is there a chiluk between Roik and Roik, does not tell us why, but there is. Okay. Next, Yashan Nukes, Yashan Bereshus Rabim, if you slept in the Rishus Rabim, the Amad, and you stood up. Here's a story. Homeless person.
He's sleeping.
You sleep in the Rishus Rabim.
Right.
Yeah, you sleep in the Rishus Rabim. So what is Allah? And you get up. Kalev Tanayim, we assume the worst. Why? Avagav, the Yashan, the Bo Echad. You know, when you sit, so if you go and you sit down in the street and someone steps on you, you're tahar. Because one person will go basura, but if you sleep, we have to assume that many people step on you. If you sleep in the Rishus Rabim, many people have slept on you. Similar to Musa Haskell. The most important Musa Haskell is that in the Rishus Rabim,
okay,
when you sleep, people step on you.
Okay.
So Allah is Kalev Tameim, Yashan Sharam Rabbi Ahmad, Kalev Tameim. Why are they Tameim? Midras, Divi Rabbi Meir. Vachachamim Mitaharim. What is over here in the Rav? Chamitaharim. Kalev Mitaharim, Suffix on the Rishus Rabim. Why are the Chachamim Mitaharim? Maybe Shema Lodoras Klal.
They didn't step on him at all.
That's according to Shita of Rechamim. Chom Mitarim. Noga Abiyach Abalai. Levin Yudu Bim Chayim Meis. Let's say you touch a person at night. and you don't know, is he alive, is he dead? Why we assume cheskas chayden until this last moment of time he was alive. Why? If it's dead now, it was dead yesterday.
Beautiful.
If the way we find it is dead now, you were dead yesterday. There is an exception to the rule. The Rav says. The Rav says the exception is that if you see he's alive at night, if at night you passed in the street and he was alive,
yeah,
and in the middle of night you touched him, and in the morning he's dead, even the Chacham agree that we assume that he was alive, because since you knew for sure he was alive at night, we assume that he was alive when you touched him.
Good.
Only time the Chacham said if you touch him in the middle of the night and you see in the morning that he's dead, your time is only when you never knew. He never had a Cheskas Chai, because you never saw him. Im Roch Chai Mebe'erdev, Af Al Pi Shabbos Shachos Mesoy Shemes, Moitim Chacham Rabbi Meishu Hutar. The machleik says, well, you did not see him. That's what it's. We have a halacha kechachamim.
Beautiful.
Good. That's chaz this mishnah.
Beautiful.
Mishnah zayin. Mishnah yashav et Yerushalayim. If you're sitting in the street, you're sitting like they have all these ladies over here,
yeah,
right?
And Ocean Park.
Okay. The way of the dora sal the godav or shiroka the naga
beroka.
So it depends. If someone spits on you, al ruka is surf mesatum. Then you have to subadai. Then you have then you vada somebody. But if someone just steps, you will go to fach macharo. But let's say you get up from your sleep, then Kalef Tameim Midras, because we assume the Rim here. But Chamer Tam Noi, we go both in that case as well. Why? I've said to Rishurab Hotar Shem Loi Daras Klal. Fine. Noga Biach Vlela Vino Diim Chayim Meis. So Shach Amar Mutzash Meis. I may have retire because we always assume a person is alive to the very last moment. Good to the last drop. We assume the person was alive to the last moment. Because right now you're dead now. If you're dead now, you were dead yesterday. Shaita, achas beir, a nachas, or nan, or a what?
A goyita.
A kusis. What's a kusis? Also a goyita. Different types of goyitas.
Different types. Places.
A nachas or a kusis. A nachas is from stam a song that's ovid mazalis, and a kusis is from a kusi who's just not observant. Whatever they are, so kol hagrukim shabuir, all of the rukim shabuir to name. Anytime you find someone with spit in the whole city, it's time because we assume if there's one shaita or there's one nachas, so one kusis, everything's time. Let's see what says shaita. Achas buir bedavka isha shaita. When it says a shaita, it's not a shaita, it's a shaito. You see, when there's a komatz, a female, and it's a segol, it's a zocha.
Right.
So it's a shaito.
Right.
A shaito, not a shaita.
A woman.
A shaita buir, achas buir. But after isha shaita, avla adam shaita.
Loi.
The isha regila bebenidois. The isha regila bebenidois. Ve'en adam ragu bebenidois. A man is not very common for a woman every 30 days. 28, 29 days. But a man is not common. Oy nachris. For who adin le nachri to a nachri a guy. The midraisa. When it comes, biblical law tells us, ein chilik bein nachri le nachris. So when it comes to a nachris, then we say it's lavdaf. You see, it's a murder. When it comes to over here, it comes to a shaita, only a female. When it comes to a nachri, lavdaf, even a male, is a zabazach. Who would not have the right to say the nachri, the nachri, so kulam tarim. Everyone's going to be tarim.
The tar?
It says.
I thought all came out of Tami, you told me.
Roik is different. Let's see. Kulan, let's see. Yeah, you're right. Let's see. I don't know. Kulam Tarin. But Rabbanim Gazru, look what he taki right away into your kasha. Even though when it comes to a guy, we say that Tabad. Rabbanim made a gzera. Alayush, you kizavin. A guy is not metame. That's the chiddush. A guy is not metame. Menater, a guy is not metame. You have to be a Baal Madrega. You think you're garnished. You just got it. You already garnished. You have to be in a Madrega to be garnished.
The guy came. I thought they took him away.
The guy is there.
So yeah, you gotta be
in a madriga to be tummy. To convey to me, you have to be in a bal madriga. Just stamp can't be mitami. You have to be bal drama mitami. So the kula mishutrim. But because we're like mishutrim, because we're behind the kusis. When it comes to kusis, ain also ain chayichla ben kusis lekusis. The man the amar kusim gerer oyos. And according to the man that says, that kusim gerer, arayos, and a kusi is a lion. Okay, according to Madama that says that the Kuzkir is the Gamu Idna Gozro Layu, even today they're going to lie Shayu Kaznachim Chodrayim. So even the Kusi that says we became Kusi in Chalim because the Kusi the Lamad Yama Kusim Geri Aro Yosein, they're not Jews. According to the Man the Amar, even though Kusi has one up against the Nachri, the Nile is that he is partially Jewish. He converted. However, Chazal did not consider their Gerus to be sincere. They consider their Gerus to be deficient. Why are you looking at me like that?
Are you snapping again? What's going on? I'm not allowed to look at you.
Gamu idna gazru alayu shiyukinachem luchalvem. Kol harukim shabuyer. You hear my son? The guy, all the Reich.
Yeah.
All the Reich. Every baseball stadium.
They lost this thing, right?
Oh, that's why no one's here today.
They're depressed. Good.
A lot of antidepressants are going to be consumed today.
Yeah.
It's good for the economy.
Yeah.
It's much more stimulating for the economy to sell antidepressants than it is to have a ticket parade.
Correct.
Because these people, they hang out. The derech is they roam around the streets. That's why Kivaita. Next. Me shadar sa isha al begadavo. If a woman steps on you, Me shadar sa isha al begadavo. Aisha yashva ima besvina. She sits with you in a boat. Im makirato shu oichal betuma. If she recognizes that eating truma kalev torim the imlav. Yish olena. What is that in the woman mean over here? Let's over here. Kolig shabuyah tamim shdakal liyadacholachem choliyah. Ayushayach liyadu babesvina. The mitam of midras. Ah, so when she's sitting in the boat, the whole boat is tamim because she's mitam midras. Afal pi she'ein begodecha noigim. Kitam b'resh gimel dezavim. Did we ever learn that in the mesechta? Dezavim. If a woman sits in the boat, the whole boat is tamim. Because the boat is a kli. And since she's sitting in it, the whole boat has a din of a moishav zav, azav. So the whole boat is tavei. Ima kiratu she oichel betruma kelev tarim. The moishav nida azav lo moishav dereses al begadav lo nichnesim abesvina. If she was a nida or a zava, if she knows who you are, ima kiratu. If she knows that you're eating truma. If she knows that you're a kohen, you're eating truma, she would not walk into the boat. She would not step on your clothing because she knows that since she is a nida, a zava, and she will contaminate your clothing, which will in turn contaminate you, and that will prevent you, that will contaminate your truma, she would not do a lahachet. So therefore, if she is aware that on this boat there's a sign that says truma boat,
good.
Then she would not come on the boat.
Beautiful.
That's how you eliminate.
Beautiful.
If she recognizes, if not, if she does not, you have to ask her. If she does not recognize that your food is packaged in a way where it's not obvious that it's truma, and she stepped on you, or she entered the boat, you have to ask her. Okay, you have to ask her, you have to go and approach her. Excuse
Beautiful.
Me, woman.
Beautiful.
Can I ask you a question? Are you a nida?
Right.
Are you a zava?
Of course, people do this all the time.
All the time. Are you a nida? Are you a zava? Can you please tell me the answer?
Right.
We want to know if it's some retard.
Right.
Yimlav yish olena, yish olena. Okay, let's chaz the mishnah chaz. Shaita. Achas, even one shaita in the ganze ear. Hermeister, one shaita. A female, it's a shaita with a komatz, not a segel. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Whenever it's a komatz, it's feminine. Whenever it's a segel, it's masculine. Do you say mashiv ruchem or like geshem or goshem? You want to be like a man or a woman? You want rain? You want it to rain like a man? Or do you want what?
Who does he think he is?
What?
That guy is touching Russian Jewish stuff. Who does he think he is?
What is he doing?
I just got here. I've been here for years.
So if it's a zohar, it's going to be shaita, achzuya, or nachris, or kusis.
So having a gaiba attack.
Kol harukim shabuir tameim. Everything is tamei. Mish darsa ishal begadav oy shayashu ima besina im maki ratu. If she recognizes shu echot v'chuma kelim tam. But if not, you have to ask her.
You have to ask her.
Next one witness says nitma, you are tame.
Right.
These old mishnayos appear in the Gemara in Daf Yomi.
Right. I know these.
One witness says nitma. One witness says to the person nitma, I beg to tell you, I saw a zav step on you.
Right.
I saw a woman step on you. Eid ech oimer nitma, you tell me. Everyone when he says loy nitma, I disagree with you. I disagree, I'm not tell me. Tar, what is lachlachas tar? It's a famous Mishnah. Eid ech oimer nitma. Whoever when he says loy nitma, tar, lachlachas tar. We believe the person, we believe not the witness. We ignore the witness. The aid is eliminated.
Scratch it out.
Shnayim ayimim. Two people say nitmesa. You are tamei. When he says loy nitmesi, so he's machlekes. Ramei tamei. The chachamim. What do the chachamim say? The chachamim say ayimim. The chachamim ayimim. Who neman ayde atzvoi? He's believes a murder gezach. Even if two witnesses testify that you're tamei, if you say I disagree with you, you are believed. You can override two witnesses.
Correct.
Isn't that amazing?
It's totally.
That's amazing. Let's see what's over here in the Rav. Rabbi Matame Sheim Heviyos Shnayim Lidei Misa Chamur Lo Yevin Lidei Kramen Kal Kal. If two witnesses can testify, if two witnesses say Reuven, you killed Shimon.
Right.
And Reuven says, I didn't kill Shimon, don't give me this baloney business, I didn't kill Shimon. So who do they listen to? They listen to the witnesses, listen to the defendant. He listens to the witnesses. So if two witnesses can bring a person to death row, Al-Achas,
right.
You can bring the person and make him tummy.
Tummy,
and that requires being a carbon. The Chum say no. When he said, Lo yamadati bitumasi, what he means is you're right. I was Tomei,
but I went to mikvah.
That's what we mean. That's what we call dimitarit sinon diburei. We answer. We liberally interpret his words. Two people said, okay, Shnaim, two people say, Nitmesa. Next case, new case. One witness says, Nitma. Two people say, Loy Nitma. Okay, one says, Nitma. One, two say, Loy Nitma. Who are you going to believe? What do you think? One witness says, Nitma. Ushnaim oimrim loy nitma.
Correct.
Bein birusha sayachid bein birusha rabim tohar. Pasha. Two witnesses. If two witnesses are telling you they loy nitma, shnaim oimrim nitma. The aid oimer loy nitma. Haramaisa. Two against one. Bein birusha sayachid bein birusha rabim tamei. Why? Because if two people say that you're tamei, you go basa roif. Aid b'makom shnaim is nothing. If two witnesses say you're tamei, that's it, it's a done deal. Shnaim oimer nitma b'nechon b'lindim b'bim shreich b'bim shreich b'bim tamei. Aid oimer nitma v'ir oimer nitma. Or ish oimer nitma v'ish oimer esloi nitma. B'reshus yachot tamei b'reshus ram tar, because then it's a suffix. Let's see what's really on the graph.
The whole paragraph.
B'chav b'chav say, adam nitma adam nitma al b'yatzmai. Tevayit b'shreich yachot tamei b'shreich ram tar. The chashiv kishar savik tumah derais tzchaz nevishna elacham nitma v'omer loy nitmeisi. I don't know what you're talking about tahar, but if shnayim emem nitmeisa v'omer loy nitmeis machlokes remember tami two against one v'chachamim mitamim why yehu neman adi atzma because mitartzin diburei echnechanami I was some but I went to mikvah eloy mer nitma v'etshem v'omer loy nitma one witness says tumah v'etshem tumah loy nitma so it's one against two. One says tamei, two say tar. Bein birush sayach bein birush rabim tar. Shnayim oimrim nitma. If two people say nitma, shnayim oimrim nitma. Two say nitma. The eid oimer loy nitma. Two say nitma. One says loy nitma. So therefore, it's two against one. Bein birush sayach bein birush rabim tamei. Eid oimer. One witness says nitma. The eid oimer loy nitma, so it's one against one, or it's isha oimeris, isha. So under the min.
Uh-huh.
Andere Min, nicht an Eid. Andere Min, Isha Meres Nitma, Isha Meres Nitma, Bisha Yachita, Mibisha Ramta. Okay, next paragraph. What time is it? No, you have to stop. Okay, we'll stop. Want to stop?
No, go further. You got your
tool on. Makam Shay, so that was once upon a time Mirisha Yachit. Vinasa Rishus Rabin. Chazav Vinasa Rishus and Vichazav Vinasa Rishus Yachit, Kashush Yachit, and Sveko Tame. So while it was prior property, a Safik is Tame, Kashush Ram, Sveko Tar. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what was. You look at the Rishus right now.
What it is.
What it is. Makam Shay, Rishus Vinasa Rishus Rabin, Kagain Bika. The most high Gashon, because the most high in the winter time, Rishos HaYochid. The most high Chama, Rishos HaRabin.
Why?
That's because in the summertime, people go in the winter time. Yep, in the winter time, no one goes, so that's whatever it is. Next case. HaMesukon, Rishos HaYochid. What does that mean? Mishnes Aleph, any of them, Menu, Imachayimes. A person is a Mesukon. He's a Chayil Mesukon. Vehoitzu Lirishos HaRabin. Vehachzu Lirishos HaYochid. They take it back and forth.
Yeah.
When is Rishu Yachid Sveikoi Tomei? Keshu Rishu Sarabim Sveikoi Tahar.
Beautiful.
Rabbi Shimon and Rishu says Rishu Sarabim Rishu Sham Mafsex. What in the world is all this mean of the year? Mishayin Mishna Salve in Idea Mimenu in Chaya. So you don't know. The assumption is you do not know, is he alive or is he dead?
Right.
So you come in contact with him. So when you come in contact with him, you have a savid rabbi come tame. If he is alive, I'm tar. If he's dead, I'm tame. You do not know what the status. So you take him out of the chazul rishus yachid, you bring him back into the yachid. If the sham and deer, you see that he's dead. The sham ruush shemes, kishub rishus yachid, sega tame. Umitaminan, misafik, kol odom vikelim, shayu ima rishus yachid, shayu sham rishayna. The Sufik Rabbi Shimon says Rishusha. What does that mean? Since we assume he's alive, when you bring him out, how can you then tell my friend that he was dead in the Rishus HaYachid? Kodim Shatzim Rishus HaYachid. Al Karachach. Ein Yochem Utami Misafik Adam Kelim Shayim Rishus HaYachid Rishayna. Hoyl Rishus Rabim Shatzim Moshon Berachoyna Mafsekesh Atana Machshos Gachai. Umataheres Adam Kelim Shayu Imo. Imo Yisham. And we're going to be Matar Ve'ein Lachem Rishus. So here's the case. Lachos Chazer. Here is a Rishus HaYachid. Here is a Rishus HaRabim. Good? So according to Tanakhama, what was the Seder HaDvarim? You hear, hear, hear. When you hear, anything that was Tomei, Yitzhafik, is Tomei. Whatever is here is going to be Tar. When you go back inside, it's going to be Tomei. The Chareb Shimon says this doesn't make any sense. If you're going to say, if he's over here, and then he goes out, and you're going to paskin over here, you're going to be Tahar when you're over here, how can you, that means he's alive over here. Safik tum b'rishus harabim is tar. If you're telling me that in time, your tar over here, it has to be that you're going to be tar when in this point in time as well. You can, even though in a chanami this is safik tum, even though in this case it's safik tum b'rishus hayachid, but since in time, in the timeline of this world, of this felt, he was deemed to be tar at this moment in time, because of the lumness of safik tum b'rishus harabim is tar, we have no choice but to say that you're going to be tar when you're going to be over here as well. Is that clear?
Beautiful.
It all doesn't make when it's in the winter time, svekotami. In the summertime, kishuvish saram svekotar. Hamesukon, person who's deathly ill. So we don't know if he's dead or alive. So according to the Kama, kishuvish saram svekotami. You go back in the shayachid. It's going to be tar. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Shimon says Rishus Ram Mafsekes. If you're going to tell me Safik Tumbi Rishus HaYachid is Tomei, he's dead. Safik Tumbi Rishus HaRabim is Tar, he's alive. If he's alive over here, you have to automatically say to my friend, he was alive over here as well.
Correct.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, so we're up to Paragraph Mishnah Beis.
Beautiful.
43 minutes.